"In my beginning is my end," T.S. Eliot famously wrote in the second of his four quartets. That's always struck me as a near-perfect sentiment, one that is at once obvious and yet full of depth, enigmatic in every sense. Life's journeys are full of endings and new beginnings. Change can offer hope, but it can also be an escape. What gives change its sense and its hope? Ultimately, change needs a direction. We need to know and understand from where we are coming in order to move forward with confidence. As Christians, we believe that we are called through baptism to be holy as God our Father is holy, a call that is made possible in and through Christ, a call that sets us on a journey that ultimately leads us to heaven. Advent is the time when we look forward to Christ's return, a time when we recognise that while our salvation has begun, it is yet to be completed. Christ has already become one like us. Why we rejoice that Christ has humbled himself to share in our humanity, we accept the invitation to share in his divinity. As we await his return, the passing of this world to the fullness of the kingdom of God, we are called to imitate his example as disciples embracing holiness. We seek to live now the values of the kingdom of God. The gospel challenges us to look for signs of the kingdom, experiences of Christ to touch and transform our hearts, empowering us to share in his prophetic ministry by proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. If we look at the example of Christ's ministry on earth, we see a great depth of understanding. While he is quick to criticise the blinkered outlook of the scribes and Pharisees, he is equally quick to show compassion to those with a genuine thirst for God. The call of God to holiness is one that should liberate rather than enslave. Perhaps we have first to understand that which enslaves us before we can be free. The message of Christ is to return to God, to conquer our sin, that we might embrace and live by the values of his kingdom. In the gospel we see profound moments of grace, religious experiences in which Christ awakens a desire to be forgiven and reconciled in the hearts of all those whom he heals. That same desire to experience Christ at a deep level is in our hearts. Made in God's image and likeness, we are capable of salvation. We have the basic goodness that can lead to holiness. The challenge of Advent is to stay awake that we might be alert to those moments of grace, those encounters with Christ that heal and strengthen us. May this Advent continue to be a favourable time, a time when once again we find our end in our beginning.